Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Hi, this is Roy Matlock Jr., and today's show, I hope, will be something for all of you that'll be maybe helping you through some of the times right now that we just have never experienced before. You know, this is the day of the corona. Bottom line, corona has taken over everybody's world. And so what I'm going to do today is kind of walk you through what to do to be able to manage through this. And because that's what we're going to do. I mean, I believe this with everything that's in me, that this will pass and things will get back to what we consider to be normal. And I think a lot of us right now are saying to ourselves, you know, if we had to do it over the last 4 or 5 years or 10 years, whatever the markets have done and, you know, jobs have been good and stuff like that, we probably would have saved more money. We probably would have done some things. But guess what? We are where we are. And so today I'm going to give you some action plans on how to handle things. I believe that you got to have a voice of reason. You got to have calmness and we'll talk about how to remain calm. And I don't mean calm just, you know, with the stock market. I mean calm in general and the way things are. But we've been dealt the corona hand. And what is the corona hand? Well, true or false, as to how big it really is, it doesn't matter. All right. I mean, it is what it is. We're seeing businesses closed at night. I went out to get something to eat and went to 3 different restaurants and they were closed. It is what it is. There's people that are in a situation where right now they're worried to death because, you know, half of America right now, stats have less than $1,000 in savings, and chances are that was a couple weeks ago. And so now they have nothing if they've lost their job. And so it's big, it's important, and it's going to affect all of us. So true or false, how big it is, I don't know. I mean, I have people get on the radio acting like they know what's going on, all right, when they have no idea. But the reality is being worried is normal. So if you're worried right now, that should be a normal action or feeling that you have. So we don't worry about that. Let's don't worry about worry because hey, if you're worrying, that's it. All right. But here's what you have to do. You have to say to yourself, okay, here's what it is. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it is what it is. And it's time to accept it and deal with it. Accepting it doesn't mean canceling life, throwing in the towel, giving up, doing any of that kind of stuff. What it means is that we have to take action to deal with it. It's about personal leadership. It's about innovation, personally and financially. You know, innovation is doing things that have never been done before, doing things that have never been done before that actually work. Innovation is trying different things. We're going to be put to the test in many cases that we're going to have to come up with a plan. And so one of the most important things you can do is start communicating with people, get ideas, come up with a plan. I'm glad you're listening right now. You know, the last couple shows that I've done has been on the stock market, which was, you know, the beginning of what was happening. And now we've got more things. You know, as time goes on, we see more things occurring where people are going to have job losses. So the most important thing you can do, if you'll put this in your head, is be calm, stay calm, and be creative. Now, how do you go about doing that? Well, the first thing I've always told people is that once you accept something for what it is, the sooner you can do that, the better off you can. I remember taking martial arts and my instructor, Sparky, he tells me, he says, you know, the difference between the SEAL team and stuff like that is that when they're put in a situation, they accept it quicker and then they take action. And so when you're put in a situation right now, I see some people right now that are still, you know, they can't believe it. You know, they can't believe that we've got this coronavirus. They can't believe the stock markets. No, here's what's happened. It's already done that. So the first step is you accept it. This is what we're dealing with. we're going to take action and we're going to stay calm. Now, how do we stay calm? Well, the first thing is this. You got to understand when you're getting out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is when you start getting, you know, a little uncomfortable and then you start reacting. So what are some reactions you might have? You might get angry. You might be short with people. You might be doing things like that. You might do say things, do things that you shouldn't do. So we have to deal with that. That's one reaction. The other reaction is that you go crawl in a corner and you won't get out of bed, or maybe you just withdraw in such a way that, you know, you're just not part of it. And, you know, woe is me, woe is me. And that's another reaction. Those are typical reactions that people have when they start feeling uncomfortable. So what do we need to do? We need to stay calm. And the way we stay calm is we become creative. And so today is about becoming creative. How do you become creative when it comes to your personal finances, to your family, to your job? If you're a small business owner, what do you need to be doing in order to remain a small business owner and not be one that falls? And so we're going to go through that, and we're going to talk about becoming creative and staying calm. I know you're worried. You're worried about your family, their health. That's the thing I think about to start with. You're probably worried about your finances. If you've saved money, you've seen the stock market go down, and you probably need some guidance there. I'm sure you're probably worried about your job. If you hadn't lost your job, it's potentially out there. There's layoffs, cutbacks, and things like that. And if you're a small business person, you say, man, you know, I got to figure out how I'm going to survive and make this thing happen. And so today I'm going to touch on family action plans. I'm going to talk on personal financial action plans. I'm going to talk to you about job action plans. And if you're a small business person, I'm going to talk to you about survival. Because what we do in this show is we talk about money and business and how it affects everything. And so today, I think you're going to have a lot of good information. So stay with me. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we will be right back and get the show started. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get. And I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., and today's show, we're going to talk about creating an action plan, and we're going to start with some things I don't know about, okay? I don't know about the health issues, but, you know, one of the things I do know is that this thing is serious, and I'm going to give you some real world, what I call action plans, action steps, starting with your family and your health. You know, the first scenario that I did when I saw all of this coming down, and I thought, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I had one of my sons lives in New York, and I'm like, dude, you got to get home, all right, because you don't want to be alone up there by yourself. And so he came home. So I got him an airline ticket and got him home. And so what I decided with when it came to my family was that I was going to take some action steps. Now, I'm going to give you some ideas that you might want to think about. Check out a company called Zoom. Zoom, Z-O-O-M, dot U-S. Go to Zoom.us. This is not an advertisement for them, but one of the what Zoom does is it's video conferencing. And what it allows you to do, and it's free, you can sign up for a free account, and you can put your family, you can have family meetings. You know, like in many cases, we're having to isolate from each other because you don't want to give, especially with your, you know, parents, grandparents, stuff like that, you don't want to give them anything that's possible out there. So what I would do is go check out Zoom. I've been using it forever. Matter of fact, I do all my video conferences that way, but this is something that you can use for free. All of your family can log into it, and you can have a video conference, and I think it'll be really good. And I think as time goes on, you're going to find that this kind of world, this is going to change it. It took a pandemic to change it, but I believe that we're going to see more and more stuff like this, so you might as well get used to it. Very easy to use, so I would recommend you go do that. Take leadership and have a plan to deal with health and family, personal finances, and an income plan. If you have a small business, all right, you need to make a decision quickly on the best course of action. If this were to last 3 to 6 months, how are you going to survive and keep your business going? This is why you need to teach your kids about money. So this is an opportunity to talk to people, and especially your family. So I would have what I call, here's a real-world family meeting. That would be my first step to starting your road through and talk about things, because it really does matter. All right? So we want to make sure everyone is educated on health and family. This is what I think. You know, one of the issues I see right now, and I'm reading, is the younger people are not afraid. They're not afraid anything's going to happen to them. And they're becoming maybe some of the bigger problems because they're just not afraid. And they're probably not going to have anything happen to them. But that's what has caused, from what I'm reading. I'm not a health expert. But make sure everybody's educated. Hey, who knows what is the right answer? I know this, that the stock market says this thing's going to last for a little while. The brains on Wall Street say it's going to hurt business and it's going to hurt things. So do that. Get your family prepared for what's the worst case scenario. How are you going to survive? You know, look, we got to cut back. We got to do things like this. You need to talk to your kids and take it seriously. So that would be health and family. I'm not a health and family guy. You know, I've got a family. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know all that kind of stuff, but I do know things about finances. And so the second thing that we're going to do is we're going to work on our personal finances. So here's what we have right now. We have 50% of the population has had $1,000 or less in savings to their name. So what they did is they have, you know, for whatever reason, not seeing the importance of the basic foundation of finances, which is your emergency fund. For those of you that have saved your money and you've got your 3 to 6 months of emergency fund, even if you lost your job, what you did is you prepared for the black swan that happened. Would we have ever thought in a million years that something like this would have happened? No, not at all. But the most important thing that you have to realize is that the emergency fund was there for a reason. Now you got to use it. How about that? That's simple enough. Use the emergency fund if you need to. For many of you, your jobs are still there and you're working from home, whatever it may be. But we have a new budget called Survival Mode. And survival mode is we go in and we start looking at all of our expenses and we set up a new budget. Except the new budget is about making sure we have food, shelter, right? We don't have to have any of these extras, and we go into survival mode. Now, what is this going to do to the economy? Well, I think the economy is already going to get punished. That's just part of it. But here's the good news. The good news is that if you're smart, you'll come right out of this and you'll be fine. So let's start with a budget. Now, how do we set a budget up on survival mode? The first thing we do is we take our income just like normal, and you can go to the budget forms at roymatlockjr.com and download those. And then what you do is you make a list of every single expense. You put it on, you print that out, put every single expense down, and then you go through and you ask yourself this question. Would I die if I didn't have it? Would this be the end of my world if I didn't have this? And that's what you do. You say yes or no. And yes, I gotta have food, right? I need to have something over my head. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take and I'm going to make sure that all the important things are getting paid. Now, am I recommending those of you that have jobs and incomes just like normal that you don't pay things? Absolutely not. What you do, though, is you start looking at, you say, well, do I have my emergency fund? How long can I survive if this went on for 3 months or 6 months, whatever it may be? So if you have that, go in there and just look at some of those things and start thinking about, all right, you know, maybe I don't have to do this. Maybe I don't need to have, you know, six HBO channels and Showtimes and all that stuff. And maybe there's some things that I can do to cut cost on things that are not totally necessary. So keep the things that are necessary in place. What are necessary items? Food, shelter, insurance, car, things like that. So you want to make sure of that. So you want to be thinking in terms of, let's set up a new budget. This is the new survival budget. Now, if you do the survival budget, here's what's going to happen. You're going to spend less. That's going to free up some more money to save. And then when this thing comes to pass, which it will, you're going to be in a much better financial position than when you started. Now, if by chance you lost your job, we're still going to keep the most important things first. All right, we're going to do that. Another thing that I've always recommended to people, and this is long before anything like this has come up, I've always recommended that if you are working and you have a house and you've got a bunch of equity in it, set up a line of credit, your equity line of credit. And your equity line of credit can be your secondary emergency fund. How about that? Your secondary emergency fund, which will allow you to continue to survive. And while you're working, that's the best time to set these things up. And so what I want to encourage you to do, if you haven't done that, I would do that. I would consider doing that. Give me an equity line of credit. Doesn't mean you got to use it. If you're retired right now and you've seen some of your accounts go down, we're going to talk about that in some of the next segments. Here's what I would do. I would cut back on the amount of money I'm pulling. Because I've set me a new budget up. And also, if you have cash sitting right now, use the cash rather than pulling on assets that have gone down in value. And so even if you were conservative, we've seen a pullback in the market. It's no big deal. The market always has done this. And I just want to encourage you to be smart and do the right thing when it comes to that. And so my name is Roy Matlock Jr. What I do is I help people with their money. I help people with their income. That's what we do on the show. And I want to encourage you to listen to these podcasts that we've been talking about on personal finance, because personal finance is what we've got to take control of right now. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're talking Survival Mode, Roy Matlock Jr., Money and Business Hour. That's what we do. We talk about money and business. We're going to be getting into some of that business stuff. So if you're a small business owner, be sure and stay with me. I'm going to talk to you about things a little bit later in the show. Our last segment is going to be kind of geared toward that. But as we came out of the break, I talked about, you know, we're going to create a new budget. And that budget is survival mode budget. And I would encourage you, go to roymatlockjr.com and download the form so you can get your budget in place. Hopefully, if you're in a situation right now that you have your emergency fund in order and maybe you still have your job, which a lot of you do. A lot of certain industries are really hurting right now, and I hate that. You know, the restaurant industry, I know people that are in that. Here's what you got to do, guys. You hopefully you've saved money. If you haven't, I'm going to talk to you about some things to do. But the reality of it is let's get on survival mode. Keep the most important things first. As we came out of the break, I said if you have equity in your home, establish a line of credit, you may have to borrow money right now, some of you, in order to survive. That's just the way it is. I mean, these are not normal times, so you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to do things that are not normal. But here's the good news. If you take charge of your finances and then you say to yourself, okay, I'm getting ready to be in debt. My line of credit is this, and this is what I'm going to have to do this. All right, and then what will happen is these things will pass, and then you'll get busy. Hey, the most important thing is that you're paying attention. If you're retired and you're pulling money right now and the stock market's down, well, guess what you need to do? You need to think in terms of you don't want to be in a situation where you're selling when things are down. And so what I would do is I would absolutely start thinking about, you know, if I have cash, I would use the cash rather than pulling from the market. I would consider things like, a home equity line of credit. That would be something you could live on for a short period of time and let the market recover. I know back in 2008, I told a lot of people that, you know, you could borrow money cheaper than the market was down. And that might be something that you can consider doing. Many retirees right now, if you were in there a little too steep in terms of your risk tolerance, you know, you still, many of you have the chance to do a reverse mortgage. And what that would do is allow you to let your investments recover. And then from there, be able to live along the way. See, what happens, guys, is this, and these things always happen. I hear people all the time, they say, well, yeah, but this has never happened. Well, that's what they said in 1987 when the stock market dropped 20%+ in a day. That's what they said in 2001, you know, when we had September 11th happen, the tech crash and all those kind of things. It happened in 2008 when they thought the whole world was going to cave in, and now we have it in 2020. It happens. It happens. You know, on a regular basis, it takes about 401 days for a 15% or more market drop to recover. The average rate of return for the next year, once it did drop at least 15% or more, and I get this number, is 54%. The S&P since 1929 was up 54% on average after it did it. I believe that the country is going to be fine. I also believe that there'll be solutions to problems, and as long as there's companies out there that are providing solutions, they're going to be good investments. There's going to be other companies that are going to be hurting, and there's going to be others that are going to be thriving as a result of this. And so what you have to do is always make sure you're doing the right things. Number one, get with somebody that can help you stay calm, that has the your trust, that will allow you to be calm when everybody else is not. And then once you're calm, you can then go to the next step, which is let's take a look at where we're at. And let's be realistic on what we're doing. So what we're going to do is we're going to put in place and make sure that, A, we're allocated correctly on our investments. B, what we are is diversified. C, we are disciplined, that we're not going to go do what I call temporary insanity type things, sell things when they're down. All right, lock in losses. There's three things that you can do anytime a market declines. You can lock in your losses by selling. The second thing is you can remain calm and leave it as is and bet on America and the future that everything's going to be okay. Remain calm. And the third thing is that you can actually, if you have cash on the sidelines, you can invest. That's what I'm doing. And if you're in a 401k, you're automatically doing that, provided you're still working. If you're not working, maybe your 401k, if you lost your job, whatever it may be, then that's where you don't go spend that money. You spend your emergency fund, then you roll that money to an IRA, make sure it gets put into the right allocation again. So there's all these things that you just are taking action on. Everything is about action steps. We're not going to sit back and just let things happen. What we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, I'm going to set my budget up. I'm going to take a look at my finances. I'm going to cut back on certain things I don't need. I'm going to educate my family on what they need to do. I'm going to pay attention to my health. I'm going to pay attention to my family, make sure they know what's going on. I'm going to take charge. I'm going to teach my kids. I'm going to do all these kind of things that are action steps. These are not steps that you take by, you know, worrying to death or getting emotional or anything like that. Hey, my accounts are down. Guess what? That's life. They're down. I have people call me. That's what I do. They call me and they ask me, what should I do? And you know what I do? I tell them what I think, and it's not an emotional reaction. I made a decision that my job is always, as a leader in anything I do, is I got to be calm and creative. How about that? Calm and creative. So if you want to be a leader right now when everybody else is in chaos, you be the leader. You be the family leader. You be the leader of your finances. You take action steps that will help you to continue through this. And the more that people are out there taking charge of their life and their finances and their job and their business, the better off the whole world is going to be when this finishes. And it will finish. And so what we need to be thinking about is discipline, diversification, and continue dollar cost averaging. Those are the things that you do when it comes to the stock market. Make sure you're properly allocated so you have your money where it's supposed to be. I'm going to give you a couple things you can do. Go to roymatlockjr.com. Go to my podcast. Go to number 49 and number 50 on the podcast. It's right on roymatlockjr.com. Or you can get it on Apple or any of, you know, iHeart, all the different ones that it's on there. But that podcast is going to give you way more specific details on how to handle, you know, market declines, your 401k dropping, all those different things, how to allocate, how to do things, how to understand. That's the most important thing. I had someone call me this last week. They said they've listened to the first 23 of the podcast. I'm telling you right now, you go to my podcast, here's what you're going to have. You're going to get an education on finance. You go in there and a 40, 50 podcasts that are up there right now. That's 50, 45 minute educational sessions that you can learn about money, and you will get confident as a result of that. And confidence is also part of being calm. Being educated is part of being calm. So I want you to stay focused on that and visit roymatlockjr.com and listen to those podcasts. So now what we've got left, there's two things that I want to discuss that I think are very important. The first one is, what if you didn't have the emergency fund? What if, even worse than that, you're not working right now? And then the last part is, if you're a small business owner, what are you going to do? All right. What are you going to go about doing to be able to fix things and survive? And so my name is Roy Matlock Jr. Stay with us. We've got more to come. I'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get. And I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999. $29.99, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we are back. The last segment today, and this is going to be the Making Money segment. And the Making Money segment is, you know, designed with two types of people. One is you're in a situation right now where maybe you've lost your job. Even worse than that, you didn't prepare the way you should. And so at that point, you know, you're in a mess, and I'm sorry that you're in that situation. And I want to just give you some encouragement that we're going to give you some ideas on what to do. And additionally, I believe that the government's going to come in this time, which I'm not completely sure exactly how that's going to come in, but everything's going to be okay. And at the end of the day, we're going to survive all of this. But I want to talk to you about what I do on a regular basis to grow my business. And I say that because, you know, for a lot of you right now, if you, let's say you worked in a restaurant, or maybe you're working in the, you know, airline industry or the entertainment business, you know, anything that has to do with things that, you know, are things that people don't have to do. They don't have to go out to eat. They can eat at home. They don't have to get on an airplane. They don't have to go to a hotel. So what's happening is all of the extras and all of the luxuries, a lot of people are putting aside right now. And because of that, if you're in those type of industries, you know, it's hurting you. It hurts every industry. I mean, the stock market being down hurts my industry. Everything is affected. Nobody is left, but there's some people that are in worse situations. And so here's what the first thing you need to do. When you get put in a danger zone, you get backed in the corner, all right, and you don't know what to do. The thing you have to do, step number one, is you got to be calm. You got to realize that you're being stressed. You're on a stress test. And you've got to be able to do it. You got to be able to figure out what to do. And the way you do that is you respond, you don't react. You know, if you take any type of medicine, it's not good when you react. But if you respond to it, to the treatment, it's good. So let's think about what you do in order to respond rather than react. What's the first reaction people have? They get angry and mad and they, you know, blow up. And that's part of being in your danger zone. You know, you've been pushed into it. The stress is overwhelming you. And so you're going to, you know, lash out or attack or do whatever. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday I got on the interstate and, you know, right before I was getting on the interstate, I was at a traffic light. And as soon as I got, I was sitting there and I didn't immediately take off. And I had this guy just lay on the horn. I mean, just went off the range. I mean, and I was sitting there, I was like, and of course, I'm the type of guy that, you know, when somebody does that, rather than speeding up, I slow down. All right. Because I'm like, I guess I'm that way. But the point being is that I don't believe that 2 seconds was the problem. I think the guy's stressing out. All right, and he's stressing out. And so what did he do? Rather than soaking it in, and he got angry and he lashed out. So he decided I was going to be, you know, the one that gets it. And so we got that. The other is you crawl in a hole and you withdraw and you suck your thumb and you say, all right, so we're going to get creative. So the first thing I would tell you to do, if you're in that situation and you've lost your job and you're broke, it's bad. Okay. You're sitting there right now trying to figure out how you're going to eat. All right. And you may not have a lot of places to turn, or your family, you've got a family of four right now, and you really are sitting there and you're worried to death. So the first thing that I would do is I would write down, I would get out a piece of paper, and I would look and I would say, you know, I need to make $4,000 a month for survival. Maybe that's the number. I don't know what the number is. And whatever that number is, $3,000, whatever that number is. And I'd write it down. And first off, I would do that budget and I would say, what is it I have to have? All right. What is the very minimum? Well, I have to eat, right? I have to eat. And so I'm going to start looking at all these things that are I got to have. And I come up with that number. $3,000 a month, whatever the number is. So now I'm going to put at the top of that page, $3,000 bucks. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get creative. I can sell things. I can buy things and sell things. I can do this for people. I have all these different, and I want you to sit there until you get 20 things that you can do to help you get there. So 20 ways, write them down, 20 steps. Don't get up until you have 20 steps. That's how you start getting creative. Hey, it's real simple to start with. I can sell this. I can do that. You know, all these kind of things. Start thinking about how am I going to go about providing something that someone needs? What do they need right now? What do people need right now? Keep in mind, everybody is not unemployed, all right? Everybody's not broke. Matter of fact, you know, I was on the restaurants now. I know the restaurant people are going to have trouble. I know that. And so when I ate out, I gave much larger tips. How about that? And there's a lot of people out there that are like me that, hey, the good of everybody is what I want. And so if you want to have the good of everybody, you're going to be out there. You're going to be inclined to help people. Now, the people that I want to help are the ones that, you know, knock on my door and they say, hey, can I clean your car? And I'm like, sure, you're out there working. I'll try to help you. Is there anything I can do around your is anything I can do to help you? And the next thing you know, I'm gonna work with people that do that kind of thing. And so what you have to do is first off say, you know, it is what it is. I got to be a leader. I got to be innovative. I'm going to get 20 ways, and I'm going to get creative. And I'm going to figure out a way to survive the next 3 months. And then I'm going to go find a job. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to network to everybody I know. How do I network? I get on the phone. I call everybody I know and say, hey, look, I need to find a way to make some money. Who do you know that's hiring? Who do you know that needs something done? How do you go about doing that? You're going to go create possibly your self-employed career that you always wanted to have because you got forced into it. What about that? And so you start thinking about things. You network. You look at your database and you say, who do I know? I'm going to send an email out. I'm going to text everybody I know. I'm going to call everybody I know. Ask them who they know. What do they know that's open? You know, what can I do to help? What is it I can come up with? So we're going to get 20 ways on paper to be creative. We're going to utilize everything we can. We're going to make a list of our skill set. What are we good at? What can we do right now that people really would like to have done? You know, I'm not going to quit spending money. I'm going to pay attention to my money. But I can tell you right now that the people that have businesses and individuals that reach out, I'm going to try to help them. I'm going to try to help them make money because you know what? That will help everybody. So what we need to be doing is thinking that way, that 20 creative ways. I've been doing this in my business for years. I would tell my reps to do that. Hey, you want to get your business going? Do 20. Well, you can write down five real simple. Those don't get creative. But you need to be thinking about what's my skill set. When I grew up as a kid, what was I good at? You know, I remember talking to a guy that's got a very large bus company right now, and I think he's got 60 big, you know, buses. And I was talking to him, and he lost his job, and he thought, "What am I good at?" And he said, "Well, I'm good at driving a bus. I drive the church bus." and he lost his job, and he decided he would just get him an old bus. And then next thing you know, he started doing tours, and before you know it, he had another tour, and before you know it, he had another bus, and he had drivers. And now he's got 60 of these things. He's got a gigantic business. All right, and it was all from becoming creative when he needed to. Now, what if you're a small business owner right now? So small business owners, let me give you some thoughts. To begin with, you need to be decisive, and you need to look at some things that are actually the reality. All right, you need to be thinking about not just surviving. You want to survive and come out of this better. So don't panic. This is from Grant Cardone. I thought it was great. Plan and prepare. Number two, commit to expand, not contract. So if you're a small business owner right now, I want you to think about expanding your business. How are you going to take what you're doing right now and make it that much better? Persist, because others are not. And what's going to happen is, just like right now in the in any industry, you're going to have the people that really work on this. And when it all's said and done, there's going to be others that are going to quit, go out of business. And that means that for those that are around and still doing business, there's more business for less people. So you got to look at it that way. So persist and take advantage and make sure that the distractions that are going on right now are something that you can actually expand on and expand your business on. So let me give you a couple more things that I would do. I would make a decision to become digitally agile. How about that? So what you need to be thinking about is, how are people communicating right now? Whether communicating not face-to-face, one-on-one, what they're doing is they're doing it through the internet. So maybe you need to talk to your customers and get on the phone, call, text, email them, maybe do a little Zoom meeting, which is what we're doing right now. Anybody that wants to meet, we are doing that. And that's why I started educating my customers on that. You got to become digitally agile. That's what you do. You need to maybe go back to your customers and say, look, you know, I'm trying to survive right now. Who do you know that could use my services? Ask for referrals. Another thing that I've talked to different businesses on to keep things open for their employees, what they did is they said, well, I'm going to cut back on the number of days, so, or cut back on the number of hours, and that way I can keep my employees going. And for some of you in business, you got to make the call. You know what the call is? The call is, you're better off right now just closing the doors for a few, for a month or whatever it may be. It's not positive, and you know, you don't want to do that for your employees, but the most important thing you can do is be here when this thing leaves, and then you've got jobs for everybody and you're back moving. And so, hey, if you would like help, if you just want to call and you want to get some business advice and you're a small business owner, go to RoyMatlockJr.com and do that. We'll be happy to help you on that. My name is Roy Matlock, and my job is to stay calm when everybody else is not. Your job is to stay calm when everybody else is not. And what's going to happen is, you're going to come out of this on the other side. You're going to learn. You're going to say things like, you know what? I sure am glad I'm educated now, and I'm never going to be in this situation ever again. It will end. It will pass, and you will be okay. Stay tuned. We're going to be continuing every single week, putting out great information on how to survive and thrive while we go through our friend the corona.